10 o'clock. Wait.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Establish a quorum. I think we're all here.
Wayne Barth.
Tom Weller.
Linda Johnston.
Jim Fleming.
Jane Bitter.
Russ Smith.
Okay. We're all done there. Approval of the 11th, April 11th meeting. The minutes. Did everybody read them yet?
No.
No, you haven't read them yet?
I haven't read them yet.
Gee, you just got here. Should have done it now.
Yeah, Mike Marum's. We've been holding it up from Reno.
Getting a delivery? No, that's a shed. RV shed.
My guys are supposed to be cold back, so it'd be a little early if you showed up right now. Okay.
That looks like a punk guy.
That's my other punk guy. That's my punk guy. We're leaving from here straight to that job site. That's why he's coming here and that.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that you're leaving to go there rather than coming here.
You're welcome.
Point.
We could have had a real short meeting.
Actually, he could sit outside.
It's like when I used to have when I was a commercial lender, I had a hog farm as a customer. I made it my last stop on the day. When I got home, I went to the garage, took my clothes off, threw them in the washing machine, and went out.
Yeah, that would kind of smell.
I had to hold my breath.
Okay, everybody read the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
To approve.
Yes.
Approve.
To approve. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Utility workers job posting.
Yes, right now the city is hiring a utility worker one or a utility worker two.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago we lost Mike Ward on our staff. He's working for the Deschutes County Road Department now. So
okay.
It's just the two of us on staff right now at Public Works. And Johnny just walked in the door. He's the other half of the crew right now. So we've been running pretty lean and mean for a while. And it closes Thursday at 5, the opening.
Okay, did you get applications in?
We've got 7 so far.
Good.
Yes. So hopefully we get a few more and we find a good one in the months.
Yeah.
Summer,
that'd be great.
Summer season doesn't feel like it's here, but it's definitely here construction wise and
construction wise it's here.
Maybe. Don't snow it in.
And on another note, we do have a new staff member that wasn't here last time we had a meeting, Paul Smith.
Uh-huh.
Great addition.
Hi Molly. Hello.
All right.
Any questions about the job posting? I opened it up for utility one or utility two. Utility two would be someone with some, like, you know,
experience.
Really good experience and some certifications and stuff like that. But I didn't want to just limit it to that, so I left it open as more of an entry level as well.
Right.
So you're going to see that the starting range is going to be 16 to 22 an hour starting. So obviously an entry is going to be 16 and someone who has their certifications, their CDL, their 2 years experience with a municipality is going to be on that upper end.
Yeah.
Have you had any applications with that background?
I had a couple with some experience. Nothing that would meet that 22 an hour mark though.
Are they local?
All of them are local.
Good. That's great.
Part of the job requirements?
It's not. But they'd have to move here.
Oh, the community
be on calls, so they have to be. That's
right.
Some range.
Mm-hmm. They have to be within a 30-minute response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Annual wastewater irrigation issue.
Yeah, I was going to post some pictures, but it's been kind of crazy this last week, just with normal stuff happening. Our pivot, you know, last year we had quite a bit of problems with our irrigation when I first got here. How the lagoons were about ready to breach, the pumps were working. Well, everything fired up nicely this year, except at the end of the week, our pivot crashed. One of the It's got six trucks on it that rotate independently and will catch up with each other. And there's a time sequence. Well, one of those went out of timing and get train wrecked on our hay field. So I'm glad to say that last night at about 7:30, it's officially working again.
Okay.
So hopefully, barring no other issues, that it'll keep rotating. Because I can sling water with it like it was, but you don't want to water one spot for 24 hours.
No, that wouldn't be a thing.
He might not be my friend if I do that. But yes, we're moving forward and stuff's getting fixed. And
good.
That was the big issue right there, that pivot crash.
Are you growing a crop under it?
I was, it was putting a really good crop there for the 2 weeks I had it going, and then luckily this kind of cooler weather came, so I think that field would have burnt up if it's been in the 80s this whole time. So I think we're going to potentially get a crop this summer, which we haven't done since 2011.
What do you have planted in there?
It's Timothy hay.
Timothy.
It's mostly native grass, though, now. It's more of a 50-50.
Draft the sewer.
So, the north end of town, there's some sewer mainline collection mains up there that are kind of undersized. There's a 4-inch main up there that runs down the east side of Drafter.
Okay.
And it takes in all of Highway 97 frontage as well, so there's some potential development going in on the north end that would inhibit that line greatly. Pretty much max it out. So we're looking at different options for up there as these developers develop, that they pay for a portion of the upgrade for that line. We want to upgrade it to an 8-inch.
Oh yeah.
And we're trying to think of ways to go about that. Do we create a pool, a fund, that they pay into when they develop for their portion of that, and then we go down, further down the line into the future, and we fix that line all at once instead of just piecing it together, which doesn't work on the main line. So I was gonna ask you guys some good ideas for that. And there's a few other four inch mains in town too that have arisen as an issue. But that's our first one. That's the one we've had some issues with.
Yep.
So what are the developments that were?
There's a potential hotel going in up there that would tie into it. They would need to drain a swimming pool on occasion. And it couldn't handle a swimming pool right now getting drained into it. The RV park looking to do some additions, adding like quite a bit laundry facilities and stuff like that, and that alone puts it at a threshold right there. So if we don't do something up there, we'd have to turn back development.
Can't go to a higher pressure force it through?
No, I don't think a force main would be a good approach for it.
No, you think you're better off going to the larger pipe.
You can put some pressure on that, but then it's not a closed system, so it's not something you can just pressurize beyond really what's the capacity in that pipe at that slope. So it really would max out a certain gallons per minute, and that's all it can go down that pipe. So.
Yeah, you got to go to 8. There's no getting around it. Nothing else would work unless you go really bigger.
Can you phase it in?
We could phase it in.
Start out at the front and work your way.
Right, work work gets into another main and work our way back up towards the end. Yeah, you could.
You either have to get all the money all at once and just do one job, and that's it, it's done.
That's kind of what we're thinking.
Yeah. And if you have help from the developers, put out the cost. It's going to have to be done no matter what you do.
The developers we talked to know that that's going to be part of their expenses is upgrade that line. Now, we can't expect them to upgrade the whole thing just for their...
But they can pay a portion of
share of it, for sure, yeah.
Are there some funds budgeted for it?
There isn't any right now. There's funds and reserves for stuff like that, but there's nothing like that's specific for an upgrade up there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't identified in our master planning either.
What kind of a cost are we looking at?
I think 250, somewhere in there, 200,000 to upgrade that line, possibly.
Probably 200,000 for the whole section of it.
It's got to be done.
All the way down Drafter Road? Or
it's not in Drafter, it's in the back of the lot. It's in between the highway and Drafter is where that main runs.
There's an easement back there that runs to the back side of the power line. What's that?
Yeah.
It's with the power line right there?
Yeah, there's a 20-foot easement on the back side of all those, or 10 on each side of the property line.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right where the power line is. So it's actually a little bit less cost because there's no need to reconstruct any pavement. Well, drafter isn't paved anyways, but there's no need to really do any...
All you're doing is digging a ditch and
yeah.
put laying pipe. Mm. Yeah.
And then tying everything in.
Yeah. At the end, you get it all laid, and then you do all the tie-ins.
Have you explored any option of cost-sharing with Mid-State?
Nope. But I'd like to explore that option.
There's the guy.
Yeah, you just did.
He's the guy. I'm sure you like that overhead power right there.
And he needs another trip.
You open your mouth, dude. Yeah, talk to him.
We'll talk.
There is a possibility.
I know how to throw an electrical conduit in with a sewer pipe.
That'd be good.
And, you know, if we get it all engineered right, maybe it's something, you know, once our crew gets fully working again, maybe it's something we could look at tackling as well.
Yeah.
I put in lots of sewer pipe in the past, so maybe it's something we could look at.
Right.
But
that's got to tie up all your.
I know
all that time.
Right.
What kind of
pipe is it there?
It's not super deep. It's probably 4 to 6 foot.
Yeah, I'd say that.
What kind of time frame are you looking at? You have any idea?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. As soon as the permits come in for all that stuff, then.
It's, a lot of those are just kind of. They haven't officially started yet.
Yeah.
Any of them. Speculating still. There's another business up there too that's looking to would tie into it as well.
Good.
Another store.
We're going to have to get something up there though.
Yes.
Can I mention something, Jake?
Yeah.
So the city doesn't have a program in place for specifically for funds like this for somebody to develop to rather than require them to bring sewer to their property, there is nothing really in place to just have them contribute money to the city. So that would be something that would have to be
there's no
program created.
SDC for sewer and water.
This would be, so this is not something that's in the master plan, so this would be a specific project for this. Probably somehow to say there's a fund for the drafter sewer, and in lieu of any requirements to upgrade sewer, could require that they pay a certain dollar per foot of sewer frontage on the property or something similar to that. And start that program, but that program isn't in place yet, so some paperwork and some thought on how that would go together would have to.
That's what we're looking at.
Yeah. Get all the ducks in a row.
Is that going to have to go back through the budget committee then? Probably would have to.
If we did it next year, yeah.
Well, I assume so, because this year it's pretty well locked in just now.
Yeah.
But it's something that should be raised for the budget committee for next year.
Yeah.
As well as any other expansions that we're going to have to do.
Right.
You have a separate account in your overall account for different things. Emergency funds, improvement funds, and so forth.
Right.
Is there any way to make any revisions to what SDC funds can be used for to include that in the future? Is there any way to
our master plans would have had to address these improvements.
Yeah. Right.
And they didn't. So SDCs are pretty stringent of what you can use them for.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But we can have them contribute to it. We do have that authority. And it's been done in the past. Numerous occasions with different municipalities where they pay into a fund for their fair share of that upgrade.
Right. Right. They should.
Mm-hmm. Because okay. they're benefited from it as well.
Right.
And they can't, most times they can't do their development unless they do that upgrade because that can't handle it.
Right.
That's the reason for the need to change, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom? Are you planning on putting your electric under or?
We've been talking about it for years, so.
It may be inspirational to move that ahead.
If I know that there's a ditch that's being opened up there, and I can get it at a reduced cost from what it would cost me to install it, I'm sure I can come up with some money to contribute towards it.
There you go.
Good job.
All right, sounds good.
Just a matter of, I can't fund the whole thing.
No, no, but every bit helps.
But
we're talking.
That's a ditch opening up, and I don't have to.
How's your calendar to talk about?
Sign up across the installation.
I'll be with you this afternoon.
Okay. First in Highway 87.
Yes, they're about ready to wrap up those landscaping projects. I'm sure you've all seen them.
Yeah.
Everything's looking really nice. We've got a few rocks to place still there on the big swale. Street light still needs to go in, stuff of that nature. But yeah, it's looking nice. Just wanted to see if you guys had any questions about it. I'll pull a bunch of pictures for everybody when we have our next meeting just to show the finished product. But pretty happy with how it's going so far.
They can do anything on the north side? I mean, east side, excuse me.
Nothing planned yet.
Nothing planned yet.
I'd like your benches.
Thank you.
The race benches.
Public Works staff put those in.
Looks good. Looks really good.
We talked about, you know, the material being used for that and protecting, you know, from vandalism and that sort of thing.
Sure.
In that discussion, it also came up that you thought you could do some classes for the kids for ownership of the Lapine area to cut down on some of those problems. Has that developed anymore?
I've talked to a school just very casually about doing some stuff, and they've been definitely on board for it.
Good.
But I haven't formed any type of program yet. Would have liked to.
With all your free time?
Right. It's been kind of crazy lately.
Yeah. I was wondering if that had been moved along or anything, so.
It hasn't moved too much.
Well, we contacted the school, so that's good.
What was there for, what was it, career day? Me and Corey would have sat and talked to a lot of the high schoolers and stuff, but I think it'd be better on the younger age group, probably, besides just high schoolers. I think middle school, yeah, would be good, and then elementary, too.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Okay, thank you.
They're usually all for that, and it'd be kind of fun to do something like that.
Yeah.
They did some really nice work along First Street between Huntington and 97. They got that cleaned up, and once they get all that construction done, get that, it'll look really good. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I have to apologize because the Central Oregon Association of Realtors had $2,500 per year to donate to Lapine for some improvement to the city of Lapine. And then Janet left and I dropped the ball, and maybe Holly can help remind me, because that's an ongoing yearly grant, and I'm pretty sure it would go for benches and waste receptacles and stuff like that.
That'd be good.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
We can even paint your name on it.
Where would you like me to put it down?
Where are the other notes?
Holly's good. She's young. She'll remember.
Okay, wastewater project.
Yes, Corey and Anderson Perry went to Salem two Fridays ago and presented to the IFA board as an infrastructure authority for the state. And they were going to decide, he didn't realize how quickly they would decide, but they had a meeting, a board meeting right after they met and presented our projects to them. This would more pertain to the water side of the project. And they're going to give us up to $950,000 in loan forgiveness for the water project.
Whoa.
Just IFA.
This is for Kegel?
This is for the big, yeah, everything.
Oh,
for we won't just call it Kegel, we'll call it City of Lapine Water, Wastewater Improvement Expansion. But yes.
That includes the well out there and everything else.
Yep.
Wow, that's good.
Cool. Loan forgiveness, so we'll be borrowing money to get some free money, but that's basically like a grant.
Yeah.
That's for the water side.
What was the total cost?
for the project, $25 million.
It's down to what, 21 now or something like that?
Well, we got 1.2 in CDBG for wastewater, 950,000 loan forgiveness. We'll be getting some more too.
Good.
I anticipate quite a bit more. We'll see.
Billion here, million there. So yeah. Later adds up some big money.
Mid-state there.
Yeah, just keep talking.
And we are out for bonding authority too, and then we bonded for $20 million of that.
You can plan on running that pump 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Up there. Constant power usage.
Got it.
Oh, mosquitoes.
Yeah, we dabbled in that a little bit before we started. Mosquito guy's out. If you're interested in any of the chemicals he uses or his schedule, he has a link on their website that you click on, and it goes to a separate web page that'll talk about any of what he's up to and his schedule and all that. We talked about doing some more efforts in the future to help decrease the mosquito population. He said more of larva work would be needed instead of just spraying for the adults. Right. So next year we'll probably gear up to, you know, maybe the contract stays the same, but some of that money goes towards larva, and then maybe less of it goes towards spraying, but maybe you won't need as much because there won't be as many eggs hatching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
And this year is really prevalent because if you walk on your lawn and stuff, I mean, you're coming out of the bushes and everything.
This year is just so much water
growing.
Yeah, my grass is even growing.
Yeah.
I use more tiller on that stuff.
So, so much water this year.
See that, everybody had to mow again. That's ridiculous.
Oh, poor guy.
I didn't mow to the high desert to mow grass.
So to educate people, how long does it take for standing water for larvae to become present?
I don't know, a week?
Just a week?
That's not very long.
Yeah.
We had a complaint
on
Carter Court, and so the mosquito guy went out there to investigate where the mosquitoes were coming from, and there was a bunch of tires that were full of water that were pretty much the culprit for right there.
So you can take more water out of the ground, it kills a lot of us.
Bird baths, I've seen them in bird baths, stuff like that.
Yep.
What do you do with regards to the tires that are just thrown out like that? What recourse do we have?
Code enforcement?
I'm writing them up.
Right. Okay, you bet.
Was that the abandoned house where the back of it's on Carter Court, or is it two those two places where they have all the renters?
I don't know.
You go find it, Linda. You take
care of
it.
Go for both.
Do you influence the county too in case it's on the other side of the street where our jurisdiction goes?
I'm on the east side. It's all over. Don't
good.
Care.
Okay. Good. Write them all up.
We've got it out on BLM. They've got tire dump out there too. Should have been gotten rid of
where is
years
that?
Ago. BLM north of Hickel.
Oh.
If you go out walking out there, you'll find.
That's a shame because that's a nice swatch of BLM in there.
What's in there again?
Tires.
Oh,
among other things.
Well, there's a car that's been out there for months and months. It's pretty well stripped now. You know, usually it takes about 3 to 4 months to be yelling at them continuously to finally get them to move the stolen cars out that they dumped out there. So.
I didn't think that happened on the west side.
It doesn't. It depends upon which west side. Is it the west side of the mountains or the west side of the
while we're on code enforcement, Corey and I decided to split up the town west and east. Highway 97 splitting. I'm doing east side, Corey's going to take the west side. And we're going to start gearing up a little bit more towards code enforcement in the future. Yeah. We're going to try to pick our battles on the really big culprits because if we're going to really pursue one, we're going to have some money invested into it as well. So we're going to limit those, but really pursue a lot of the easier ones that pretty much take care of themselves in a quickly manner. Yeah. And we're going to make them sign an agreement that, you know, we talk to them, we get them on a program to get it fixed, and they're going to sign an agreement with it that they can find if they don't follow through with their agreement. And we got legal working on that document right now.
We also have health violations and everything else out of Pago. You know, there's no way on earth those trailers out there have proper sewage or anything else.
Right. And the county can really step in on that.
And that's where we really need to, you know, call the local constabulary and they can go out with you.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make that public so the enforcement of some of the greater offenders has got to influence some of the smaller ones?
Sure.
You know, do a little grant of it.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what, how far you can put that information out, but let them know that it's being worked on and it's not going to be tolerated.
Right. I think if we start taking one or two to court a year, yep. I think the word will start getting out. Yep. The city's serious. But we don't want to take 10 of them to court. We'll have.
No.
Because usually you don't recoup a lot of money when you start getting that.
Yeah.
The problem will get fixed, but it's mostly coming out of the city funds.
Yeah. We're getting stopped, that's money.
Right.
Going back to the mosquitoes again,
mm-hmm.
I think that was an excellent idea that we all have some education in just tipping things over, the frisbee that they had on television this morning, or, you know, whether it's flower pots or whatever, that they're all tipped over and covered up so that they aren't. Okay. So that's all it takes. Talking about the tires in my backyard over there,
right,
on Carter Court, so.
Doesn't take a lot.
No,
you empty all the water, standing water, get rid of that. That cuts it way down. Because they have to have water to develop.
You think my
water? Have water, they don't develop.
You think my wastewater was good? It would be horrible, but actually, not too bad. I don't think the pH level allows them to grow in there too well.
So nitrates are good for something.
Good for something.
They're good for great things. Number of things.
Yeah.
Population growth.
I still think you're missing the boat out there by not having sewer treatment plant. We needed. I'm telling you that they're charging good money out of Sun River for their sludge.
Yeah.
And it's really nice.
Yeah, if we were the same type of treatment plant where they were, then we could definitely look into that. But they're a different.
We're charging $50 to spray it to your front yard.
Bless
you. Right. We're just not set up like they are to.
Well, I'm just thinking down
right.
The road.
Yep.
Maybe improvement projects further.
Well, I'd love a new treatment plant for sure.
Just got to raise a few $1 million.
How's that going out there? Did you start on the new
septage receiving station? It's budgeted for this next fiscal year. So we're hoping to put it out for bid this winter when construction kind of slows down and okay. People can actually look at the bid instead of working all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Me and Eric will be heading that up pretty hot and heavy.
Good. Other issues, concerns? Anybody?
GIS system. Where do you stand on it?
July 1st. Well, yeah, we budgeted for it as well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Issues or concerns? No. We got a lift station that's down right now in our system, a smaller sewer lift station. Eric thought it'd be a good idea to show you guys what kind of equipment we got to use, or I'll be using in the next probably hour or so.
Which lift station is that?
It's called the Heath lift station. So I'll be gearing up and I'll be putting a self respirator on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be monitoring the atmosphere with an atmospheric monitor to make sure the hazardous materials in there aren't going to suffocate me when I get in there. And yeah. It'll let me know if something changes. This is borrowed from Midstate. Ours is being calibrated at the manufacturer right now, so thank you for letting us borrow that. I'll be on a tripod hooked up with a harness lowered into the hole in case something happens I can't get out on my own. Johnny will crank me out of there. So this is the kind of stuff we get to do on a, not a daily basis, but it happens.
You get it, man. You know the filters go on the bottom, right?
Yeah, it goes like this.
Yeah, okay, good. You were holding it the other way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, been there, done that. Yep.
You know how to test it.
I do. Give me a cigarette.
Put your hands over the filter and suck them.
Yep.
How many lift stations do we have?
We've got 5 main lift stations. This would be one of the smaller ends. Not the schools. We consider running those as well. They're 2 smaller lift stations there for the schools.
And so they're big enough for you to get into.
This is small. Yes, yeah, it's big enough for me to get into, but it is an ideal location to get into.
Did you wear a hazmat suit for that?
I'll be wearing my mechanic suit with some rain gear to get in there, with my sleeves duct taped.
What is that small little thing you've got going on Heath? One house that happens to be one of our rental houses that has a lift that has to, it's in the yard, that has to lift it up to street level?
Bingo, you're talking about the same one we're going to be hopping in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're having some pump issues there.
Well, where is the actual part where you're going down? Is it where the house
is? Right in the yard. If you look, there's a big metal lift. That's the wet well right there. It's about 15 foot deep.
So the city owns that part?
Yes.
Well, it's the only one in the subdivision, right? And you've got that big alarm system going there.
And it takes in the west block of Heath. It doesn't take on the whole subdivision.
So it's not just that one house?
No, it takes, yeah.
Where the fire and everything was?
Mm-hmm.
That's my neighborhood.
That lift station had issues. This started this week. And we got
called
out for it. So it's been a long couple of days.
I've got a question on the St. Charles.
Yes.
Down here. Are we going to have to run pipes across the road or anything?
They are going to have to tie it in, yes. They're going to do an 8-inch tap on the 12-inch water main.
And across Huntington, then?
It's in Huntington, yes.
Yeah, they'll be trenching across at least 2 or 3 places there.
That's why it started looked like that.
They're going to do a sewer tie-in, and then they're going to run an 8-inch water main going back to a hydrant back on their property as well.
Because it's looped through that complex there that they have, so they'll have 2 different power runs. So they'll have communications running across the road.
All underground.
All underground.
Yeah. They're only doing 1 water tie-in and then 1 sewer tie-in.
But they're going to have to dig up Huntington in order to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to put in a temporary overpass because I live down past that.
You just got through Crescent Creek or Ranch.
Believe me, if you think you've got complaints now, cut off Huntington for 1 day.
Yeah.
I got to move. That's the only.
why don't you come into the city with the rest of us instead of being on your private road?
It's so good to have you guys back.
I can speak to that. So I was going to say, how many times are they cutting Huntington? Yeah, they're cutting Huntington a whole bunch of times, so they're going to actually overlay the entire street for like 600 feet. And they're doing some widening, so there's going to be 2-way traffic open all the time on that project.
Okay.
So it'll shift it over and then shift it back, so they're not closing lanes on that project.
Okay.
If you close off Huntington, believe me, you guys would have the telephones just burning up here.
Couldn't be as bad as rerouting the traffic from Highway 97 to Huntington.
Real close. Real close.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I got stuck in there.
That was good. Yeah.
That was a bad one. Real bad.
But there was an accident on the highway last week.
Yeah,
they had to reroute.
Yeah. They reroute the whole thing. What a mess that was.
Yeah, it was about 5 vehicles back from it.
It's better than to be right there. Yeah.
I would have really enjoyed a roundabout with all those semis going through that.
Right down your road.
Oh, they'd have been going over the roundabout.
That's why they're thinking about putting a bicycle path in back here. Always thinking of you.
I can't stand it.
Corey, on the $950,000 loan forgiveness, what total loan does that require us to?
it doesn't require us to do any loan. We requested, we're getting a million from them in a loan, and we also about 950,000 in loan forgiveness. So a total of almost 2 million from that program.
Perfect.
And really, the point we're at with that project is trying to mix and match, well, obviously try to maximize grants or loan forgiveness, essentially the same thing, and then also mixing and matching interest terms. You know, how long is the loan and what is the interest rate,
right,
and what's the best deal we can get. And so we're trying to mix and match, looking at USDA, the feds. I mean, they can come through with, that's why we're out with, for $20 million of bonding authority through them. But if we can get some funds from the state that are a better interest rate or on better terms, even if it's a million or 2 million, we want to use those. Kind of.
So we talked about it earlier, but like, we didn't really dive into it. I didn't know how much we were total getting from them besides loan forgiveness.
Yeah, 2 million total. That's for the water project, not the wastewater project.
Right.
I'd say in the next, hopefully the next month, we should know for sure what the funding package looks like, and then we probably will have another open house. I'd say at the rate we're, it's already middle of June, so maybe August, have another open house. Probably at the, maybe the senior center, or maybe at the community center again, like we did the last one.
We'll throw out some better sewer water rates then, two more hard numbers.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Public comments? No. Staff, general comments?
I'd like to say how beautiful the landscaping is out here. It's the first time I've taken time because there's the snow's off the ground. And it was really nice that the gentleman that was working out there was checking the sprinkler heads so we didn't waste any water or have a lot of leaking water. And it really is beautiful out there. Wish my yard looked like that.
Your dad,
I don't want my yard to look that neat mowing.
That's your mouth.
We had to go through and check all the heads on every system, right, just to make, because there was a few spots that were starting to kind of start.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get that kind of
figured out. But it's really nice,
out.
And you put some nice plants out there, it'll be nice to see if they ink it. I think they will. I wasn't quite sure which ones they were.
You guys like the pavers on First Street, that little apron along the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's good.
Very nice.
Yeah. Getting this kind of cleaned up little by little.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's good.
How did the cleanup go?
Well, really well. Yeah. We got a couple full dumpsters, and okay. I wasn't fortunate, I didn't make it to the Saturday party, but I think we had a pretty good presence during the week.
Well, that one dumpster, where was it? That was twice. First time it was empty, they came back and overflowing again.
Yeah.
They could have used three of them out there.
That's good. Yeah. The only one that was a problem was the one that was way out.
Right.
And they put it in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
It should have been in closer. Change that next year.
They really did well. I mean, I saw a lot of people down in Wickham.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaned out a whole bunch of junk.
Yeah.
Did they misuse the program? Did they follow your webpage?
As far as we know, yeah. They followed what they're supposed to do. Yeah. It was good. Got rid of a lot of junk that was in this town. Okay, committee member general comments. Anybody? No. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We done.
Good job. You'd be
careful. If you guys hate, it's not anybody looking for a job, let me know.